You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting with me is a new friend, Bliss Butter Thomas, and I'm say the middle name again because I know I'm mispronouncing it.
It's Bliss Butter Thompson.
Butter. What is Butter from?
My family's Dutch.
Oh, it's a Dutch name.
Yeah, in theory. Yeah. I mean, I haven't met them, but...
That's wonderful. So you're Dutch in some way.
Yes.
How much Dutch are you?
I'm like 50%.
It's really hard to figure out what nationality you are.
Yeah, I'm Dutch and English.
To me, that's American.
Yeah, I'm American.
That's true.
Yeah.
Bliss is the first person that I've met, and the first night I met her, I was like, you got to come on this podcast. And I think that has something to do with it was around 3 a.m., and we were at a party and had never met before.
It's true, yeah.
And I find it very difficult. My girlfriend and I were at this party, and we run into Bliss, and all of a sudden, she comes up to me and goes, hey, Bliss is our new friend. And the first thing I say to Bliss is, hey, do you want to be a new friend? And it's funny, because there was no drugs or alcohol involved in that friendship. It wasn't like we were trying to buy or trade anything. There was no goods and services being exchanged. And we came to the realization, it's really, really hard to become friends with somebody that you don't necessarily like work with. Or, you know, I should say, friends with somebody you want to be friends with.
Right, yeah.
At this age. We are both in our mid-20s. I don't want to out you for your age.
Well, that's fine. I'm 26.
We're the same age, and the difference is I'm from here, and you're not. You're from Boston.
Yes.
So you grew up in the suburbs of Boston?
Yes.
And then went to college in Boston?
Yep.
And then moved here for a job?
Yeah, that's true.
How was living in Boston versus living in Chicago?
Oh, Chicago's so big compared to Boston.
Really?
Oh, man, yeah. It's huge.
This is sad to me that I've always heard this, but I don't look at maps.
Yeah. No, Chicago is definitely a bigger city. A lot more people, a lot more stuff to do.
Are you glad you moved to Chicago?
Absolutely.
You moved to Chicago for the job.
Yes.
Do you think you would have ever even considered moving here if it wasn't for that job?
Well, the money helped, you know.
Well, you're one of the few people that has a job right now, and it's not a bad job. And your position at that job is a paperboard engineer.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea what that means. What is a paperboard engineer?
Well, in theory, you know, like pop-up books and that sort of thing. That's paperboard engineering.
Okay.
I do it on a simpler scale.
Okay, give me an example.
Packaging design is a lot of what I do.
Okay, and do you find that you're being able to express yourself artistically?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, we get to be pretty creative sometimes, and it's nice when the client likes your idea and you can follow it through to the end.
When you're like, you work a lot of hours.
Yes.
This is a kind of a funny antidote, or I'm using that word incorrectly. This is about the 10th scheduled podcast we had.
Yeah.
And I think we both canceled like 4 times, and then once we canceled on the same day at the same time. So we've met each other 2 months ago.
Yep.
This is the second time we're seeing each other.
Yeah, it is.
In my very small, creepy-sized room that we record this in. So thank you for coming over.
Yeah,
but
it's cool.
Your work is very hard to do in terms of intensity.
There's a lot of it. That's the main thing.
Is it intense because the work itself is difficult, or are you just trying to please a lot of people all the time?
It's both, you know. There's...
No, I don't know. Continue. Oh. Do the first part more.
What was the first part?
It's the work itself isn't necessarily easy.
If you do things enough, it gets to be really easy. There's just more so that is difficult. I mean, we do engineering, so there's a lot of weird tolerances of paper and plastic and stuff like that, the thickness of the board that gets in the way, and so you just have to do a lot of trial and error.
So it essentially, in a way, it's like an ad agency.
Yeah.
Therefore, do you like the show Mad Men?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'm assuming it's nothing like your job because you're not drunk right now.
Oh, that's true.
And you're a lady, and you have a nice job.
Yes.
Okay. You went to school. Where'd you go to college?
Massachusetts College of Arts.
I see that you're looking at my notes to remind yourself, and that was delightful. Or yes. Are you looking at my stuff?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm just looking. You're looking. I'm looking.
We're all looking here. Okay. And you went for painting.
Yeah, I went for illustration.
Okay, and what did you graduate with?
Communication design focused in illustration.
Okay, and you're kind of doing that in your current job?
Yeah, a bit, yep.
Okay, why did you pick that major? Why did you go to art school in the first place?
I went to art school because my other option was science. And actually, that's probably why I like engineering a bit, the paperboard engineering, because it's a little of both.
What attracted you to science?
Science is all in my family.
When you say science, like, I mean, what does that entail?
I like anatomy, physiology, biology, that sort of thing.
Okay. Do you do anything currently that fulfills that, I don't know, not desire, but passion?
No.
Do you wish you did?
Yes.
What stuff do you wish you were doing in terms of science?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'd have to take some classes again. I think that would be fun. And then,
do you wish you were still in school?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you wish you would go?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it seriously enough to figure that all out. But
that's okay.
Yeah. I don't
know. I currently sound like a guidance counselor to you?
Not until you said that.
Now I do. Now I got that in your head. I have on my notes here, paperboard engineer / 3D modeling.
Yes.
What is the 3D modeling for someone like me that doesn't know what that means?
3D modeling is, you know, like all those animated movies you see that are done on CG? Yeah, it's CG.
So do you wish you were in like a Pixar type of situation?
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
Well, we were talking earlier about how that's the kind of stuff you want to get yourself into.
At the moment, yeah.
Why is that?
I like it because it's kind of like sculpting, but on the computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far, everything has come down to technology.
Yeah.
And you like technology.
I do.
Why do you like technology? I mean, I'm not saying I'm against technology. We're on a podcast, for Christ's sake. I mean, I'm for it, but what's the desire? Why technology?
Well, I'm all for the quickest means to achieve your goals, basically, in a visual way. And okay. So, you know, all the Adobe products and that sort of thing, they just come easily to me. I understand them. I like software.
When did you first have a computer?
High school.
Okay, so you weren't like at 10 years old, like,
no,
writing code or anything.
No, you know, I had AOL with everybody else in high school. So,
but you initially went to school for painting.
Yep.
And then when did you transition from painting to 3D modeling?
Once I got out of school.
Okay.
My school is really traditional. They didn't teach any of that unless you were in industrial design, which I wasn't. So
you don't even go to school technically for the job you have.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm not trying to out you here. I'm just, yes. You're obviously very good at your job. You've been at your job a long time,
yes.
So that's not an issue.
Right.
But how did you even stumble upon this?
I don't know. I mean, it was one of those things. You're just fresh out of college. You don't really know what to do. You're just applying places and putting your face out there and seeing what happens. And I applied for my current job, and I ended up having the mind for it and being able to figure it out. So. Yeah. You know.
So, overall, you're roughly happy at your job, and you're doing roughly kind of what you want to do.
Sure.
And you're roughly kind of in a city that you kind of understand.
I love the grid system.
You love the grid. You've been here under 2 years.
Yes.
So, and we're both the same age, and I'm from here, and you're not. So, how is it moving from a city that you grew up in, Boston, because you were a suburbs then city? I'm sorry, I'm mapping this out in my head / to the listener's ear. How is it moving and going from a situation where you have a job?
Yeah.
Like, how do you make friends that aren't in that job?
Yeah, that's the problem, especially because I work for a really small company. So a lot of my coworkers and I were really good friends, but besides that, it's just kind of like just being really outgoing, which is not in my usual nature.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just forcing yourself to do all these things that...
What's a good way to force yourself?
Well, talking to you at that party! You know, and...
But how did you even find out about the party?
My old coworker who no longer works there.
Okay, so a coworker.
An ex-coworker, yeah. Yeah.
So for all the people that are thinking about moving to a big city that don't have a job, that are just going, what do you suggest?
If they don't have a job,
don't have a job.
Yeah, well, then they'll have an easier time meeting
people.
Why is that? Because you have to. It's just part of the whole process of everything.
Well, I mean, you met people. You moved here with people.
Yes.
So you move here alone. You don't have a job. Where do you? What do you do?
I don't know. Sign up for activities. Like, do what you love, and then you'll.
Well, okay, where is the best, like, what have you found, like, any resources, any websites, any, like, flyers of parties you just show up to, like, hoping to meet people?
Oh, well, like, any of that, like, coffee shops and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't met too many people that way, but...
Is it creepy for a girl to do this and not expect to get hit on?
Probably. I mean, I'm dealing with that as it comes, so.
How so? Give me an example.
Well, I mean.
Please.
Well, I mean, I don't really have an example. I just know that if, you know, it's hard, especially because I usually do have a lot more guy friends than girlfriends, so it's just kind of like I'm learning how to distinguish people who are trying to hit on you and people who aren't, you know, so.
As someone that's not from Chicago, what parts of Chicago now do you enjoy most of all?
The lake.
Just the entire body of water.
Well, I mean, I really love the ocean, so this is as close as I've got. And I sail a lot, actually.
Really? We did not talk about this.
Yeah, I forgot.
So how often do you go sailing in Chicago?
Well, last year I took classes so I could rent the boats.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
I didn't know those existed.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to do it again pretty soon, actually.
When you go sailing, who do you go with?
Well, whoever I can, you know. For a lot of my classmates from the sailing class, we do that together.
Okay, what about sailing interests you?
Well, you know, the wind controlling you, and it's all about technique and figuring out how to get where you're going via the wind. And
how did you get involved in the sailing in Boston?
My dad was a big sailor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, we were also talking about snowboarding earlier, and you used to snowboard when you lived there.
Yes.
So you're doing two things that I've never really done.
Oh, yeah, well, you should try.
I'm good on flat land here.
Yeah.
What got you into snowboarding?
Well, it's a winter sport. We get a lot of snow in Boston compared to here.
Okay.
So it's you got to do something with all that snow, otherwise you'll die.
But, I mean, you can build a snowman.
You can, but there's hills, so you are going to end up going down them.
Right? Inevitably, that is true. Yeah. But what about snowboarding? Like, what do you like about it?
Well, it's another one of those aspects of, you know, you're... it's the same thing that I like about sailing is, you know, it's nature and you're trying to control it a little bit or working with it a bit. I like going fast.
Do you find it kind of ironic that you work in something that is probably like the least nature-friendly job you could have?
I think about that often, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you biked here today. It's like the first really, really, really nice day of May.
Yeah.
And you bike to work and stuff, but you work in an... We actually work in the same building. And it's a very... It's like loft offices, and you can see the outside, but you're still in an office building for like 9 hours a day.
Yeah. And...
And that's it. And you're in front of a computer screen.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's a strange thing. That's probably why I like all this other stuff on the side.
Do you find yourself doing it more because you can't? Like, do you find yourself biking more because you can't snowboard or because you can't sail?
I definitely bike more because of that, but that's kind of more the lifestyle out here is to bike, whereas back home we probably would go snowboarding or whatever, you know?
Okay.
So
see, the lifestyle, I don't bike a lot. I like my size and my giant girth, my weight. So I like to walk and take buses with the crazy people.
Yeah, well, they're fun.
It's wonderful. They are. They're really fun.
Yeah.
You're talking about changing your personality.
Yes.
When you first moved here, did you think, like, I got to change things up, or did it even cross your mind?
It was just kind of like a sink or swim situation. You can't really meet people if you don't talk to anybody. So
I mean, you in theory, you don't even have to. You can just meet them all online.
Yeah, but then if you ever meet in person,
is
then
it
you
extremely creepy, or
probably because you still got to talk to people.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's when you move from 1,000 when you move 1,000 miles away and you don't know anybody, you have to be more outgoing and you know, you don't have that core group to rely on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to try to be out there.
What do your parents think of the move and think of your job and all that stuff?
I mean, they're very supportive no matter what. They'd be happy if I was washing dishes, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They'd
so you have crazy liberal parents.
My name is Bliss.
Let's talk about your name for a second.
Yeah.
The first time we met, a whole 2 months ago, I asked you, are you lying to me? Because I didn't think your name was actually Bliss.
Yeah, that's a common reaction. The usual spiel is that your real name? Yes,
yeah.
That's my real name. Were your parents hippies? Yes, my parents were hippies. You know.
Because you don't look like a hippie.
I'm not.
Exactly. So, yeah. Why? Have you ever thought about changing your name?
All the time, too.
Still?
Oh, yeah. Especially when I meet new people. It's like, you know, you go through the same thing over and over, so.
But it's very easy to remember your name.
Yeah, I know, but still, it would be nice to not have that conversation sometimes.
What did you think about changing it to?
Well, something like Sarah or Jen or Liz. Sometimes, you know, when I go to a restaurant and I have to put my name down, I say Liz because people don't understand my name anyway. So
it's because it's got to be weird because you have a name that is the easiest name to pronounce, but just odd for people to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't pick it.
Did you think that affected you in life?
Probably. I don't know how.
Do you think you would have gone to art school if your name wasn't Bliss? If you were Amy?
If I was Amy, my parents would probably be different, too. So okay. I'd be a completely different person.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry here. Why did you say yes to coming over?
Because
I don't mean to sound that so accusatory. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. I mean, because it seemed like an interesting thing to do, and I think, you know, everybody needs to support everybody's creative endeavors. And if you can make me sound interesting,
I'm trying. Cool. I will try my damnedest to make you sound interesting. But did you have any second thoughts of doing this after you said yes, where you're like, I'll just ignore emails because I could say I was drunk? I mean,
no.
Did this ever cross your mind?
No. No, it's a cool thing that you're doing.
I know. Okay, but let's phrase it differently. When we met, my girlfriend was right there.
I had met your girlfriend before.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I think it's... there was a comedian on the show a week ago, and I said, like, why did you say yes to this? And it's because we did a show together. If I was... let's say if you're a podcaster and you want to invite girls that are your age over and you're single, is this a good thing or a bad thing to do?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think it's still okay. I'd still do it, but like,
okay.
You know, I'd definitely have somebody else here with me and make sure you have somebody else here.
That's
with
good.
You,
that's
you know,
good. Adventures in the city. Now that you're biking everywhere,
yeah.
What are some of the adventures that you find yourself upon?
The adventures I find myself upon besides falling off my bike.
Besides falling off your bike.
Well, I mean, it's a really good way to explore the area and get to know places. Mm-hmm. I mean, typical stuff like that.
But you personally.
Personally?
I mean, like, give me some cool place that, like, no one else knows about.
I don't think I know that place. Come on. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't worry about it. See, I really want to ask you about dating in a new city, but that's uncomfortable and nothing good could come of that. So afterwards, I'd like to talk to you about this.
Sure.
So if anyone wants to email me, I will lie about her answers. And,
yes.
It'll be very interesting. Are you glad you went to art school?
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Are you glad you went to art school because you currently have a job?
Yeah, I mean, that helps, but I didn't major in something that wouldn't get me a job.
Okay.
So.
Do you miss painting?
Yeah, because after work I don't feel like doing it, because I work a lot, and then...
What do you do on the weekends?
It depends.
Give me a typical Saturday.
I watch a lot of movies, but I do try to draw and stuff. It depends upon my mood, if I can actually make myself do it.
When you say drawing, what do you sketch out?
Just whatever. Because I went to school for illustration, and they were so strict about making you plan everything out, mm-hmm. So now I don't plan out anything, and usually it doesn't work, and it's like, well, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to plan things out, so yeah, just kind of whatever.
Because you were talking earlier, a lot of the painters you like don't, it's not a story necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I like really textury, kind of expressive painting, yeah.
And that sounds the exact opposite of illustration.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
All right. Don't worry about it, I'll ask questions. What was the about? Okay, I don't know either. Okay, lastly, you now that you live in Chicago, where next? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know, 10 years. Where do you want to go and why?
Well, at some point, I want to end up in New York because I've always wanted to go to New York. I have family in New York, and either that or the West Coast. I've never been to the West Coast, so kind of want to check it out. I'm really interested in where there's water and hills together, you know? So, anything like that, I could see myself doing.
Okay. And
city related too, because my job, I always need to live in a city.
Let's say you don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, then either one of those places probably still.
So it doesn't
still.
Even matter.
I guess.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, like this episode and every other episode before, we're going to close with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. So, Bliss, I need you to give me a number between 1 and 260.
123.
I like doing the book by the mic so people know that it's
right.
Legit. All right. Question 123. If you could do one thing you are not allowed to do now because you are too young, what would you pick?
Too young?
Too young. This
God.
Is the Kids Book of Questions.
Oh,
it's a
man.
Wonderful book.
Too young. One thing I could do. I don't know. I guess I don't have a good answer. Be... I don't know. Do it all.
Am I, do it all?
Yeah, I'm going to do it all. I don't know.
You don't have a bucket list?
No
That's
bucket
wonderful.
List.
Bliss, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't do anything. We're going to close this episode with a song from Daniel Knox. Daniel Knox performed at May 4th at the Hungry Brain. It was wonderful, and he'll be performing all over the West Coast in July with the Handsome Family. So go check him out. We have another Monday night and many, many more Monday night events at the Hungry Brain. Next Monday, May 25th, we're going to be screening the film Off the Cuff. It's a documentary that Brent Cato made. Brent Cato was on the show a while ago, so you go check that out. It's going to be very fun. The week after that, we have 5 stand-ups coming, and that will be delightful. For any of those shows, any more information, just go to the website. Once again, thank you to Bliss, and here is Daniel Knox.
While trying to spread the word of God, he bought it.